went through the yudra of the concept of Adama Mazik, a person directly causes damage. Well, next coming weeks we'll let Hashem go through the responsibility that one has if he doesn't actually cause the damage via Dayan, but his moment, or it was a case of war, but the terror made him responsible as if it was his moment. And what is the responsibility and the different halachas which come out of when his money causes damage to someone else? Start with the mazik of bor, which literally means someone goes into the case of Rishus Sarabim, digs a bor in Rishus Sarabim. And obviously, there's much more. The mazik of bor is much more encompassing. In the next few weeks, we'll deal with different cases of where someone causes someone else damage, and what are the responsibilities? We'll go through if someone double parks marshal a car in Rishus Sarabim, someone else tries to squeeze by. Maybe that we a classic case of where the car is a bor Rishus Sarabim. The question is, if someone has a responsibility, if, let's say, it's snowing outside, and there's snow on his walkway, is he responsible to remove that snow? There would be a case where he didn't actually create the bar, he didn't put down the mishnah which caused the bar, but it could be that there's a concept of Havilei Lemluyeh Veloy Malyeh, Commander Kayadam, and the made a responsibility that at my moment, if some Asher comes into my Rishus and digs up a bar, and I invite people into my Rishus, and now people could fall into that, I would have a responsibility for that. Go through other cases where someone goes into a store, and they're in the middle of, let's say, cleaning up the floor, and the floor is wet, the person trips on that. Go through Matzah Shem over the coming weeks, different cases of what's considered a bar and what the responsibility is to the owner of the property, or the person who created that mikshel, the possibility for someone to fall and to hurt himself in the Shusarab. The concept of bar, contrary to... Still not Shusarab, correct. But they're for the store, where even we'll go through this chiluki dinim between a bor b'shusay and a bor b'shusay rabbah. But if I invite people and I give people permission to come into my rishus and they're allowed to be there, then I have a responsibility in such a case as well to make sure that the person doesn't get damaged. The concept of a bor b'shusay that might be potter is I could say, why did you come into my rishus? No one asked you to come in. Contrary to the case where a person, the robber, steals into the house, comes into the house and falls and breaks his neck and he could sue me, that might be not my responsibility according to halach. But according to halach, if I let you come into my house and I invite you into my house and I tell you that you could be there, then I have a responsibility to make sure that you don't get damaged because I'm sort of making that space available to you where the bar is, and I have a responsibility to make sure that in such a case the bar does not cause damage. Now the simple, let's take this is a chiddush, but from the concept of without learning the sugya via the chiddush, but I want to go through this and to see that what the responsibility is in a bar. Let's take a classic case. If someone takes a banana peel, puts it down in Rishus Rabbah, person unwillingly, he doesn't know about that it's there, he walks by, slips on the peel, and falls, and breaks his foot. La halacha, when he is that, you'd be potter in such a case. Or if the case where someone puts a bike, Rishus Rabbah, give the example of La Mitzvah, say, just to make it simple, puts a bike down Rishus Rabbah, or someone leaves another type of an obstacle where the person does not fall and does not damage himself by the actual thing that I put in Rishus Rabbah, but now he falls and lands on the ground next to it. In all these cases, when he's daiti, the machalik is rishonim, but la halacha, you'd be potter. Now that doesn't mean that a person has a right to do a chas v'shalom. We'll go through kama yisurim, at least 60 yisurim, that a person would be either if he goes ahead and puts down a mishnah where someone could go ahead and fool. But I want to just bring out the point that the simple understanding of what a bor is, that a person puts down, a person dug something in their surroundings, their responsibility, we can't necessarily learn all the cases out of that, and we'll see that pashas v'avocha, if someone puts down a banana peel in Rishus Rabbah, and someone else comes and falls in it, it's going to be possible. I'll go through the Gemara, and we'll build up this Yisarek, and we'll say a few other chidushim along the way. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara in that Nun says like this. Amar Rav, Bor Shechai Vel Av Teira, Lahav Lai Vel Av Chavot. This is a very mistreatistic of Machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, to how to understand the content of a book. Now, they're talking about a simple case, where a person went to Rishus Rabbah, dug a fifth, ten tochen deep, and a shark came and fell into that. Rav says that the bor which the Torah said that you're required to pay for is l'havloi b'loi l'chavadim, meaning that it's only responsible if the damage that got caused, ayidei, the bor that I created, was through the heaven. The person digs out the bor, because obviously this ear, that ear is fell here, and the person, the shark, falls into that pit will get damaged from the bad year. The responsibility is limited to the damage which gets caused by that year. And Rishonim speak out that doesn't mean that if you take an autopsy on the behemoth that fell in and you see that it broke because the bones got smashed and everything happened from the impact, then that's where it got damaged. According to Rav, it could be an usur b'chayiv, because we assume that the behemoth had a certain shvachkeit because it fell into the bar, and that's what caused the damage. But that's Rav Shit. The Rav Shit is that the responsibility of the bar is limited to lahavloi, the damage which could at least be tied somewhat to being caused by the fact that this fell here on the bar, and that's what caused the damage. The fact that there's an impact, that anything that gets smashed totally by impact would be positive. You have a person was holding a computer, trips on a bar, the computer spills into the bar and gets smashed. Obviously, there's no foul here, which is going to cause a computer to break. Those cases, according to Rav, well, that's Kalim anyway, which would be positive. But according to even B'nai Shemai, not B'nai Chiv, but the point is that according to Rav, the responsibility is limited to cases where the damage got done because there was a contributing factor of the failure. The Shmuel Omer, Lahavim, the Kol Shekhen Lechavot. Shmuel argued on this, and Shmuel said the responsibility of someone who digs a bar, which is the rabbit, is not limited to cases where there was a contributing factor of the failure, but you're actually responsible for the ground which you turned into a mazik. Now, Lamocho, the Shekhen Aruch is very clear, we have him like Shmuel, and not like Rav. The Chavis is very clear in Sikh Zayin. There is a Shitas Harif, which seems to pass in a grav. We pass in like Shmuel, and the responsibility of a bor is not only on the foul here, which gets created by the bor, there's also responsibility on the impact of what I created. I made a bor, which now a person could get damaged on, there's a responsibility to pay that. Question is, what is Shmuel Agur? Rav says that the concept is, only on the family which I created, that's the responsibility, and the ground considered karka olam, it's that I didn't create that to be a mazik, I only removed the ground that was on top of it, which made it that it's possible for the ground to now cause you damage, but I didn't turn the ground into an actual mazik. So what does Shmuel argue on that? So there's two pshatim in the head to understand Shmuel, which will see a tremendous nafkamin of Allah. Rav Shlomo says like this, he says, there's two pshatim in Shmuel. Oidus really, after having karka olam, the kol mokum chayv acher. It's karka olam. In economy, Shmuel agrees with the concept of Rav, that I have no responsibility for the impact, the bottom of the bor, which you end up smashing into, I have no responsibility for that. The reason why I'm responsible is that was the ground which I didn't turn into a mazik. I'm a grum on that, but I made it as possible to get damaged. I didn't turn that into an actual mazik. But Shmuel holds the responsibility to call it makola. I created a situation where now you could fall onto karka olam, you could fall into ground, even though it's not your ground, but since I created a takola, I created a mikshal, I created that you could now fall into this thing, I have responsibility for the takola itself. That's one shot. Or you could say to no. Shmuel understands that although it's different than the case of Hevel, Hevel I actually created. I can remove the ground, and the Hevel gets created by my mindset that I left the space there. So that a guy, if something comes in there which now creates the situation, and that's more of a mindset to be dying. Shmuel extends that it's not only the mindset of Hevel that I'm responsible for, I'm also responsible for removing ground that's the ground on top till I reach the bottom where they actually have the impact, but you're removing all that ground which now a person could fall into, so I turn that character into a mazik. I mean, up until the point where I went into Shazrab and started digging, that ground was covered by 10 tefachim above the ground, there are no possibilities to cause any damage. So if I turn something into a mazik, I take the ground which didn't have the possibility to cause damage, and I turn that now, this is a takola, it became a takola because now there's 10 tefachim on top of it, so for creating that takola, that becomes like my mom, and it's considered I turned that character into a mazik, and that's why I'm responsible. A little two stars in the school, which we'll get back to in a minute, we'll see a tremendous nafkamina lalom. Taisa has a kasha like this. And Taisa is really, two terutzim, and we'll see you close this up here. Taisa asks, if there's another Gemara. Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel discusses like this. If a person falls, that someone, a person digs a bar b'shus harabim, and another person is sitting there making a lot of noise, and that causes the shark to trip, and falls. So the Gemara says like this: if it falls, if the other person is making a lot of noise and the shor falls into the bar and gets damaged, there I'm mechuy. If it's nochol mechuy in a bar, it doesn't fall into the actual bar. First, they make a lot of noise, it trips on the bar, and now it falls outside the bar and gets damaged. Zot the Gemara, according to Shmuel, I'm potter. And the Tosafot asks, so why do we hear, we say in the Svara of Shmuel, that I'm responsible for the, not only for the Hevel, I'm responsible for the Chavot as well. And the case of the Gemara says, my denial is, well, it made a grave of 10 Tzachim high. I didn't dig down, but I took dirt, and I made a mound of dirt that's 10 Tzachim high. The shard goes up on that mound, and goes, trips right off of it, and goes and smashes according to the mound. So the Tosafot says, according to Rav, then our responsibility for Hevel, there's no Hevel in that case. The shard went up on the mound, smashed down, there is no Hevel in such a case. According to Rav, it's a Kapala. According to Shmuel, it's a Gemara, I'm tired. So I tell you a little steal. We just mentioned the Gemara in Daphne Gimel that says that if I fall not a bar, if I fall not an actual bar, even though technically, even though I created the bar which it tripped on, with the contributing factor that someone else made noise, but it ended up mechurya bar. It didn't land on the actual bar, it landed outside the bar that says I'm potter. So why is that different than the case where I made a tail gavoya yud, I made a mound 10 tefachim high, and it fell? What's the difference between those two cases? So it's two terutzim, and that'll be a tremendous nafkumino la'aloch. It's like this. V'yesh lo'imah. Kiven the ovet gavoya yud tefachim, v'stavet ha'gay v'chofer v'ayim echei tefachim. So it's a tremendous chiddush. Says that the simple reading of Gemara is that I built a tail gavoya yutzachim. Right, really it's fine. I didn't make it good. I did it. I made it 5 tefachim high, and I also dug down 5 tefachim. So that's where Shmuel is hiding. So places in his first teretz of Nemigon and Nachal Pshutim that even according to Shmuel, that I have a responsibility of chavot, I have a responsibility for the ground which I turned into a mazik, that's only in the actual bar. If it fell outside the bar, then there's no responsibility. Because you go to this lumber suffices, I leave a suitcase in Shas Rabin, I leave a bike in Shas Rabin, I put a banana peel in Shas Rabin. A person goes and trips on that, he's going to be popped. That's similar to the case of Mechari Abar. A person, although the color was like made a bar, the reason why he tripped and the reason why he fell was because there was a mishal which the person created in Shas Rabin. But where did the actual damage happen? Mechari Abar. That damage was outside of the bar. The bar is the place where the bike is, the bar is where the person left his suitcase, left his garbage can, whatever he left in a place he wasn't supposed to be. But if the damage happened not as a result of a person falling into on top of the bike or falling onto the ground which the bike is on top of, but rather the person fell mechurab or he fell someplace else, he tripped on it, then it would probably be potter. So he says, I am going to say over here that if I made a tail gavoya yud, I made something high yitzvachim and it fell down. He says, no, that's not the case. The case is really, I also dug down 5 and I have a responsibility because here I did both things. I made it high so that the kola happened by Zendi, and the contributing factor was that he also dug that ground. So in such a case, I'd be responsible. But according to the longest, according to this parrot synthesis, all the cases where a person trips on something which is a rabbit and does not land on the actual bar, the halacha would be possible.
When you make the incline, you're also making it a type of a bar.
I'll get to say in a minute. The Drusha, we'll see there's a steer in the Mechaba, and the Drusha says similar to what you're saying. I'll get to you in a minute. Correct. That's the Chiddush of Tosafos. And the Peshua sort of asks that, doesn't understand Tosafos, because it's not a bar yud, because the tail is not. And the Tosafos, he learns that says along this in Tosafos that both things are mine. I made the Chavata and I made the Karkas still mine, and we consider both of them the responsibility, even though you're technically right that it is. Technically, there's 10 Tzvachim of how it fell, but it's not all the responsibility because the Karkas Olam is only 5 deep, but still I'm responsible for the contributing factors, and I have both of them with me. Then it's not a very short long to understand Tosafos, but the Peshua has the passion. That's the first teretz. The first teretz is that there is no responsibility for someone to, although he might not be able to, it might be an issue which we'll get to in a minute, but if a person goes ahead and does the wrong thing and makes a fakol of a shusarabit, he puts down a piece of a banana peel, puts down a bike, all these other things which people trip over in shusarabim, as long as the person doesn't land in that exact spot, he lands someplace else, it'll be perfect. The person in his next teretz is not like this. So he says over there that the back of the halacha says the nachal mechareh habor, a person fell outside the bar, it's potter. That's a limited case. The case over there was that how did the behemoth trip? The behemoth trip because someone else made a loud noise, which caused the behemoth to have to trip on the bar and fell mechareh habor. But since over there, I think in the Pasha Columbus thesis is going back to the Hakir, which is said in the beginning. Pasha thesis is saying that you said that over there, although there's an obstacle that I created that it could trip on, but I'm not the responsible party as to why the behemoth ultimately fell. The reason why it fell was because someone made noise, which now caused the behemoth to be off course, and now it's landed on my bar, and then some like whatever. But the person over here is referring to the second tense of learning, that there's a responsibility if I created a mikshah, if I created a type of a takola, which that caused me to fall, even if it did not land in the actual bar, I'd be fine. That's over here, where the reason why it fell was because someone made a loud noise, that's where I'm puzzled. But if I put down a bayit in Rosh Hashanah, or I put down a suitcase in Rosh Hashanah, someone falls. In these cases, according to the second tense of cases, there would be a chiyuv of the bar, because since I created the pashut lamedus of the takola, I created the situation where a person could fall, and that's enough of a svara to be mechayev. Now, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph, Shulchan Aruch seems pretty clear that it passes like the first tense of cases. Now, Shulchan Aruch says like this. That Tovus Habor, which is the case of Bor, is where a person goes and digs down Shas Rav, but a Tovus Habor is Avnes Lekina Masoi, Shaleach B'Shas Rav, a person takes the Evan, Skina Masoi, puts on Shas Rav. That's the Tovus Habor. Tovus Habor says, if you look at the last line, it says, Avam Nisko Be'Evan, the physic, the Karaka Potter. Tovus is clear that if a person puts down an Evan in Shas Rav, and the Chayyot is going, even in the case where it's his moment, which we'll see in a minute, it might be a chiluk, even though it's Abbe Zakina Masoi, which he's put down in Shishiravim, in Niskal the Eben, Vuhuzak the Karka. And he didn't fall on the actual Karka, but he fell on the Chayyot, or he fell on the Karka, which is surrounding the Eben. So after Mechavad, in that case, it's Potter. So the going Taka does say, so that this is going according to Shita's Taisers. He brings a Rajbo, which argues, and he says, I am the Taisers, not known, the Vimas Lashmosh is the one, Shadachu Bazar, which the Taisers seems to say, Taisers goes back and forth. So, we have a Mufurish and Mechaber. Mechaber says, Klar, that if someone puts down a Michshel B'Shus Rabin, even though it's the wrong thing to do, but if a person goes ahead and does it, Nishkal Be'evin Huzer B'Karaka, he's Takapapa. But if going does seem to say Chansu, that maybe there's a Rash Bederag, that he takes to the Mukhiyos, there's a Yam Rishonim, which really argue on this. There's a Ramban, there's a Balamor, they all argue on this. Of Lahalacha, at Shulchan Aruch, it seems pretty clear. Shulchan Aruch goes with that Shita. But it is a Chazanish, and Simon Hayes is the Kotnir Aleph, which says that it's a Sveik of Divina. It says there are a lot of Rishonim which argue on the Mechaber and hold that the case of the Eli Potter. It says, Vinil Dino, Kibna Ramban, it is a Rash, but Shitulay, the Lotasis Masaftulay, which means the Tasis is a Supak about it, the Tasis has two Tirutsim. Which is, the going also over here says that the place is Doch Gilei, but if you look in places on the Chach and the Beis, which is the other place is Kor and Emzon, like the Tzad, that you'd be part of, but the Chach has a place of Saf Gilei, then Tophas Vadei Dina Getophas Amachem Sveik Adina. It says it's really the Sveik Adina, and the Alocha would be that you part. So this is the starting point, and it's like a tremendous Chiddush in the Alocha of Bor, where a person puts a Takola Rishos Arab, and so you think the simple case of Bor Rishos Arab, what do you think of Bor Rishos Arab? Well, think of some, an obstacle that someone put down, it caused someone has his car parked. Or whatever, someone has something sticking out from his a bike or something on the floor, which person did the real at night. Person left it there. All these cases, according to Pasha, the reading of the Mechaber, if a person would fall on it and not fall on the actual bar, you'd be puffed. There is a problem learning that the Mechaber paskins like Tosfos. Because if you look at the Mechaber, and again, the Mechaber is also in Tzik Yud Ches. The Mechaber in Siman Tov Yud, Tzik Yud Ches, is like this. Also, tail Gavoya Bishus Rabbah. So make the tail Gavoya Bishus Rabbah. The Nechmet of the Hema, or Meso, Imay Gavoya Saratvachim Chayim Vashal. So Tzitzit reads Gemara Kipshutta. Tzitzit, they had a tail Gavoya Yud, and the person fell. What did he say to point to Tzitzit? Tzitzit is two Tzitzit. The first Tzitzit is that's really not a tail Gavoya Yud. The reason he dug down five, and it was fine. According to, if we're saying that the Shita Samachaber is like the first Tzitzit Tzitzit, and that's the way he answers the theory, it should come out that Tzitzit should not say that the case was where it was a tail Gavoya Yud. They should say the case was that it's a contributing factor that he also dug down. So how could the Machaber go ahead and say the case of tail Gavoya Yud? So here, where the Drisha, like answers, what did you want it to say? The Jewish says like this. The really names on the chapter in the Mechaber is Tzitzit assumes that Karka Olam is Pah. Shita of Shmuel is that a person does not land on the actual bar, a person lands on the Chorah bar, is Taka Pater. Karka Olam is Pah. But Tzitzit says this word. The Mali Chofa bar, the Nechvat Ayidei Chifirosei, the Goy Batsar Tzachim, what's the difference if I dug down Yitzvachim and I was machshered at the bottom of the ground to cause a hazard, or if I made something high which now caused the ground around it? So the basic yisoid according to Drisha is that if I created Takolo, that's my responsibility as well. I mean, it's like turn the ground into a mat. But even according to this Drisha, like this, if I have a bike and a person trips on the bike and falls next to the bike, Did I do anything to that ground? I didn't turn that ground into the ability to be a mazik. The ground was the way it was before. It stayed the way it was before. Now, a person trips on the bike and he falls. If I make something high, you're talking. So what I did is I put the situation where that ground is now the landing pipe of your talk. Now, now, like this. But the Drisha is saying, it's a very dark and difficult one. So I dig down 10 foot. What did I do to that ground? Why is that called the horizontal? Horizontal again. Because I made that into a tekel. What does it mean? Because the ground in the situation, inherently, when there's space on top of the 10 foot, that ground is considered a mazik. Ground which is sitting the way it was before. And there's just an obstacle which now comes up to trip and land on it. That's not considered, that's not inherently, the ground is not a mazik. If there's ground that's on top of it, which is yud, which now someone could land on it, that ground is considered a mazik. Again, it's a very dark thing.
You also didn't change the ground below.
That's the same thing. Correct. That's the dark thing as well. We're saying that when I dug down 10 foot in a pit, how did I change the ground? I just made, now the pit, I exposed it. I physically exposed it. It's true. But what I did, also is now I exposed it, and now someone could fall from 10 foot off because this is now the ground. I changed the situation of what the ground is, and now this is 10 foot below its natural spot.
Because the tail is also made out of dirt. Or maybe
out
of a steel platform?
That would be the same loss. The difference is that the case of where a person puts a bike, he just trips on it. It's not inherently the landing spot of something hard. I mean, the ground, when a person builds up 10 tefachim, and now it's underneath, the landing spot is inherently a mazik. It's a freestanding mazik in its own, because that ground is now the landing spot of something high 10 tefachim. It's hard to say that when I put a banana on the ground, now all the land, it's a landing spot for the banana. It's not the landing spot. The ground stays the way it is. There's nothing. Just a person, I made that a person could drop on it. Here's the Matthias. If you take a look at it from afar, the ground is now a landing spot. This ground is a landing spot of something above you. So the ground stretches it. Well, I did change it. I didn't change the ground when I dug on top of the tent for me. I didn't touch the ground. What I did is I was makshered, and now the ground is in a situation where someone's going to fall in from tent for on top. This is the one that the Jewish, this is the way he is miyasha to steal. I don't know if there'll be such a nachmina lalachot way for this, but this is the one that the Jewish is to get out of this kasha, which is really the sword of what you were saying before. But if you land, if that's true, now it's full on it itself, then I talk about the fact. If it's a land, but that's clarified. Obviously, Kina Masoj Nebu Jisarab. I put something, a Takola in Jisarab, but if a person lands on the actual Takola, that's that on the side. But the Chabad says, what are we trying to do with that? Yeah. You're right. I said, look at the smile video. It's not the ones you catch. But that's, look at the smile. It's true. The machlokes are showing them what the case is. The case is not for the boy or that. Usually really ask the kasha also in the lotion of the tour, which is not like that. But look at the smile video. In top you. He's doing it. It's not like that.
You need 10 for Hezek or just for Misa?
Just for Misa.
So what's the
show? We're talking about a show.
Well, I'm saying you get a bicycle
on the sidewalk over here, so you don't need 10 tefachim, so why should you be kind of off the board? No, you don't need 10 tefachim, but you also need that you need the bar. I mean, the question is, how do we understand the definition of bar? So tell me I understand the bar. Any mishal that I put in just around, and that's a bar. Over here, that's not true. What we see from this is that chavata, the focus of the chavata, they're defining what a bar is. The Shmuel's defining, and even though Shmuel agrees that there's chavata of the bar, which means the ground which I created a situation with to be a mazik, that's what the bar is, but it has to be that bar, that I did something to that ground, which exposed that ground in order to make it into a bar, that's the type of a bar that I'm chayav. But just putting a mishnah, you know, it's not a question of tefachim. It's not a question of tefachim. It's nothing to do with how much I exposed. The difference is whether or not I landed on this spot, where it's my responsibility or not. I mean, it's how we define bar. The Torah said it's a chiyuv bar. Chiyuv bar is a responsibility for someone for a bar. What type of bar does the Torah make me responsible for? So there's a track of tremendous chiddush, and it goes connected to the Swarab Shukha that people have before you learn the Sugya. But the Swarab Shukha is that the Torah only made a responsibility for the actual physical bar which I created. Either the bottom of the pit, which is the ground that I created, or the Torah made responsible for the hevel that I created. But the ground which is around, surrounding the bar, although inevitably trip the quote that the Bardak created. That's Mavur, according to Tosfos, that if it could have Nia Evan, Rishus said that's the Mechaber. I put Evan Rishus Adam, and then I was Nifkal to Evan, I tripped on the Evan, I landed not on the ground. That's not my responsibility, although I definitely caused that to happen, but that's not Nichlam on the Torah said that there's a Chiyah Mavur. Now there is a Sofer Bitzik Zilberstein, if he comes on the Pesach on Moshe, also if a person puts a basket in Rishus Rabbah, and nobody steps, but and the person falls and it lands in the Chariyabai Dibachah. He just declared that maybe when it's in Rishus HaYachad, and we'll get to this a little more when we learn the concept of Bor Rishusai, there, where the ground belongs to me, so if I put down a banana peel, I put down a bike in my own Rishus, and I let someone come into the Rishus, the person's there willingly, but there, where did he land? That's not Chariyabai, maybe there, even Mechuyas. So he brings a Mechuyas between the Shulchan Gibbar and the Shulchan says clearly, even in such a case, the Shmuel of the, and according to Tzitzis reporter, but he brings a Chazanish that says over here that maybe you'd be Chayes. So I'm not sure when we get to Bar B'Shusa, we'll get back to it, but B'Shusa Rabban Kipshuta, that's what Dalof is. Now, saying that this is Dalof, the tremendous Chiddush over here, that the person makes it by calling B'Shusa Rabban, it's a banana peel, the person's walking by, flips it right in front of him, the person goes, trips over it, say, Potter, it's sort of a thing, like, how can it be to the third part? So this is a very important concept that we're learning going through the Sugya Bar, and we'll see that it's very hard to apply, really, in the Parashat Bar. But the cases where we're going to say that you're popular, it doesn't mean you're doing the right thing, it doesn't mean you were an over kamakami Yisurim if you did it. So let's go through what the Yisurim that are in Bar. So the pasuk says simply, the a monetary responsibility for someone to pay if he damages with a bar. The question is there a person even Issa when he creates a bar or not? So the famous Mishnah Malach in the Chassid Shayach. Mishnah Malach says, is declaring it as Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aver. By Issa there are bar. The concept, I tell someone to go do something, I send a Shliach to do an Aver. Is there a concept of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aver or is there a bar? So Mishnah Malach, one of his riots that he brings is, the Gemara discusses a case where a person sent a Shliach to go make a bar. And the Gemara says that the ancient Shliach L'Dvar Aver, so the Mishnah Melech, what is it to make a bar? It's only Yisr Rabbanan. The Mishnah Melech, there's no Yisr in our Torah to create a bar. Yisr is only to the big Raya from Rashi. Rashi video about a case of Shliach, of where the Shliach, Dr. Bar says, because he's metallic with the Shliach Rabbanan, he goes and he damaged the Shliach Rabbanan, and he made it unusable, he's metallic with the Shliach Rabbanan, that's the whole Yisr. Dr. Mishnah Melech, he speaks from Rashi, the whole Yisr is only Kilko Shliach Rabbanan. He lands on that Kilko Shliach Rabbanan is only Yisr Rabbanan. Dr. Mishnah Melech, that the Yisr to make a bar is not Ostim in Atar, it's only Yisr Rabbanan. Now, Kamat Kolba, Achronim, argue on this Mishnah Melech, and he gives different Yisurim, what someone is over from a bar, go through the different Yisurim. The Nevi Yehuda and Evan Ezer Simon Ein Ches brings the Mishnah, the Shoyal here, brings the Mishnah of Melech, that the only Hanukkah B'Rei Shlech about there. He says, though the Poshet, he argues the Mishnah of Melech. He says, the Ein Zeh Inyan Lekilto Shusarab now. It doesn't mean that Rashi is Matzah Rashi, doesn't mean that the Inyan is only as Mekalko Shusarab. That the Inyan Lekilto Shusarab, that the Inyan Lekilto Shusarab, that Akolo Zu Shoyse Hakemadri B'Tayim, Shatirich Haibosawa. So since you see that the Torah was Mechayim, a person who made a bar, so it must be that the Torah considered that if you did a Mechayim, you die, and it's awesome. And the deer of this is the Rebbe Ber in Simon days, brings the Yisoy from Reb Chaim. He says that Yisoy, that a person, the Pasuk says, V'lo Yesh Mirab. Anytime the Torah said that there's a responsibility to watch to the my moment, if a person doesn't go ahead and do what the Torah said, that have a Chiyuv to be Shomer, here there's an Issur, because it's learned out from the Pasuk of Elo Yesh Mirab. That's the Pasuk chapter in the Nevi Yehuda. That whatever the Torah said, that there's a Chiyuv to be careful and have to watch to make sure it doesn't cause damage, so here, you know, equal with that, if I don't do it, then I'll be over an Issur. But that wouldn't help us in this case. In the cases where the Torah says, it's not my bar, Tarek Ha'ilon, maybe over here there's no Issur. So the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Nun Gimel, so like this. He also brings the Mishnah Melech. So it's Zayin Amedim. The Vavi Lashes Takol B'Shus Rabim, Sheyochul Yis Misa Yehazik Lodim, the Vavi of Isra Terim. And Shal Sir Rambam. The Rambam in Hukhaz Yitzayach, Per Yirawa Chalokha Dalet, is going in the studio of Michael. If someone makes a house, and he has a roof, which a person could easily fall off, so the Chiyah to make a Michael, that the person shouldn't fall off. Zok the Rambam. Echad Agag, if Echad Kol Dova Sheyesh Be Sakana, any time that there's a Kama Sakana, the Roish Yishu Be Odom Be Yomas, Kigoyim, Shehoyis Kulay, the Eir Eibor, So the Rambam always takes the chiyuv to someone to make a mikah. If I leave it standing and I don't protect it, someone came towards the net. The Torah made responsible to my own rishus to put up a mikah that someone shouldn't call go full of it. Kosher kain rishus a rabbi have a chiyuv to make sure that a person doesn't get damaged. Well, there's a lot of people also less awesome. Yeah, but anyways, less awesome. There's a lot of but the is a big fetish. If you look in a lot of Yerushalayim, and that's from maybe in a few weeks from now, we'll go through this to get Maika, because that's the end of Mechaba, and the finish is where it goes through the Mechshaylus of Maika. We'll see that a lot of Yerushalayim learn, it's only when it's Takah. The chiyuv of Maika and the chiyuv to take care of it is only when there's a borer which the person could fall and die. Just when there's a chash which could cause damage, that's not enough to be chiyuv Maika. Again, but that's given to the sinach. The sinach holds that I'm over every time I cause a mitzvah to someone and the person could get it. Now this b'chayru of go to the svara doesn't make a difference if I'm ultimately responsible monetarily for it or not. Of mitzvah, maybe they sakano, maybe they have it from the sinach. It's nichol on that pasuk and the mivakul mitzvasei and I'm over mitzvasei. The Meshech Chochma in Paris Kedoshim learned that the Poshbri is with the evil Asita Mechshel. Terry says that if an evil walks by, you shouldn't put a Mechshel in front of him because he could trip on it. So every bar is a Mechshel to make in front of him. The Meshech Chochma says, "When is there? As horror of Yisrael, the Terei of Bar Bishus Arav." And this is not Poshbri. The Mechshel Chinnat Nemzon, although you think that the simplest case of the evil Asita Mechshel, they put down a Mechshel in front of someone, the person trips on it, that's a lot, unless he misses a Mechshel. When the Sinach brings a raya, he says, if you look at the Rambam, you look at the Chinuch, you look at the Snag, you look at all the Rishonim, when they bring the Isser, the Lifnei Iver, they all discuss cases, not where a person trips on a bar, or trips on a Mechshel, they start giving him an Eitzah Shein, a Hagenah, they give him a bad advice, or a Mashalim and an Isser. It never discusses the case, the simple case, of where a person puts something down in front of him and he trips on it. And he learns that the Takanan encompasses in that. The Isser of the evil Isser, the Mechshel, does not include the simple case where a person put down. And the Raya, the Pshat, and why take the Mitzvah Isser, and they truth it. The Pshat says, look at the evil Isser, the Mechshel. All you learn that it means that it's horrible, you shouldn't give him bad advice, you shouldn't be Mechshelim and innocent. So the Kovin Aaron says like this, if you look at the Pshat, it's the evil Isser, the Mechshel. Why did it say Russian of Sita? When you put down a Mechshel in front of someone, you're giving him something? Titing? Was the Sita Mechshel? Giving him a Mechshel? Not giving him a Mechshel, like Sosa Mechshel. You should have put something away. So the fact that the apostle didn't use a Russian, like Sosa Mechshel, the reason why Sita Mechshel, the riot, if there wasn't encompassing the regular case of that. The other riot, I bring it, says the end of the apostle, says, it will be erased in Melechacha. And the Rashi learns it's Dvorah Masurim Lay. You give someone bad advice, the person never knows that you gave him that you intended to mislead him that. You put a bar in front of someone, you put a Mechshel in front of him, he knows that you actually you put a bike in front of him, so you're false, you did that. It's not Mechshel erasing with that. But again, the Mechshel Sinuch and the Mishnah Melech also got the names on like this, Kipshuto, that the Issel of Neiver is not necessarily encompassing putting a bar. Again, the Meshech Chochma, and Rabbi Chanan also brings a Rishonim and they learn that the Issa of the Iver simply keeps shooting on Ashwai putting a Mechshel. Rabbi Chanan brings a Ramah. The Ramah in Babasra on the Chavon of Ra'al says, the Osta Lemigra Midi, the Osta Min Hezekah Binch. There's an Issa to be going ahead, and not talking about a case where you're responsible to pay it, even the Issa Grom Ben Azakim. So that's two reasons. Bay Mishim of the Iver has seen the Mechshel, which is what we said, that's going with the Meshech Chochma. That the Pasuk is not Yaitim Dekshut. So that's a Chayr, we have Rishayim, and let's say there's Issa of Neiv. He says another reason, Imishum Vahapta Rechachamach. The new story. That if a person, again, so Shutta, if a person leaves something in a place where someone can cause damage, is Mavapta Vahapta Rechachamach. So I'm saying there's an Issa in the Aptaira of Vahapta Rechachamach. And the Mechonon says that there's a Mishnah about him, and it says, Hakaz Matsmi on him, so he brings this Ramah. The Mishnah says there's only Issa Rabban. He says, Pasuk Yaitim, listen, Yaitim, Yaitim. There are other Yisurim which could be over as well. There's a stipler in the Kamasim and Aleph, and really it's comes before. There's a Rishash which in Subastaf Yudchef says this as well. Says there's a when you learn the halacha of Hashavas Aveda, person sees an Aveda which is some of the Aveda, he's a chiyuv to return to. And a person does not return the Aveda, he's over with Suchel Asal. Now one of the things the Gemara brings a drosha over here is if you see mind shapes in the volume, if you see that there's water coming about to damage that person's property, you have a chiyuv to be menei the hezek that's to come out of it and that's nichol on the din of Hashavas Aveda. To make a bar where someone could cause damage, forget about the yavachiyah to prevent it from causing the damage. You have a chiyah to make sure the person doesn't get damaged. So, kosher can you now to go ahead and make a mechshel? The Chassam Sofer in Yerideya, Simon Reish, and Aleph, says a different essay. So, the Chassam Sofer says that the Zokim, to get the mitzvah of Zayin Neshmat and Oyev Nafshesef. He's going through over there that though you find it, although when you have a suffix, if something is a matzik and not to be potter, to go in and to make the matzik and be a suffix is not a suffix moment. So again, although we start off with a big chiddush, and I'm not sure we'll be magdeh this chiddush in the coming weeks, that's exactly what the responsibility of the Rebbe is. We just went through, although we're going to say that there might be a turim, and this is over the next few weeks, we'll see many, many tulim in the Mavik of Or. The person doesn't mean Chas Shalom, the person can go ahead and make the Or. Pashas of Yehuda, the stuff in the Mavik of Or, the Mitzvah Asay, the Yehuda, the Yehuda, the Sneiva, the Haftu, the Kamoich, the Shmatu, the Nafshasei, the Mashal, the Saveda. There are plenty, plenty of tulim which a person would come to the Yehuda. Right, correct. If a person goes, that's not a mitzvah. That means to create a situation where the person can ultimately go there. I made a shmirah, and I didn't create a mitzvah. Shmirah, the definition of a bar shomer is that it's not a mitzvah. But if I don't go ahead, if I go ahead and it kills me, go ahead, and I place something where someone could cause damage to someone else, either physically, even if it's going to be monetarily cause damage to them, avad al bi'ayver kama kama yisurim. But so next week we'll go into also, that maybe the zechir b'day shemayim al strong. Forget the parasha of bar. Because the parasha of Bor has turim and its kakalam as a kasser. But if I put something there, I'm drum in the dog, and should be like Bor, and I should be responsible for that action, and it has its limited application. But that's what we'll go through next week as to whether or not every Bor also has in it the concept of drum in the dog, which would be Mechayev and Bidei Shemayim to pay for all these cases. What? No. It's not their responsibility. I mean, if I made the paro, then I can say I was over the hatha. Why should I do it? Yes. Yes.
Good morning.